Under the proposal, guided anglers in Southeast would be allowed to keep one halibut a day up to 45 inches long, or they could keep one halibut that's 68 inches or bigger. The measure is called a reverse slot limit, and the North Pacific Council recommended it to replace the straight 37-inch maximum size limit that charter operators worked under last season. Heath Hilliard is executive director of the Southeast Alaska Guides Organization, or SEAGO. He says the recommendation came out of the council's Charter Management Implementation Committee, which included five charter skippers from Southeast.
You know, none of the options we were considering for 2012 would we ever describe as ideal, but we, you know, talking to operators, we felt like this reverse slot limit was the best option for the most number of people throughout the region.
Prior to last season, the Southeast charter fleet had been regularly exceeding its annual allocation of halibut, its guideline harvest level. In the past few years, federal fishery managers responded by cutting the client bag limit in half from two fish to one per day in the region, permanently limiting the number of operators who can fish halibut, and this past season, imposing the 37-inch maximum size restriction. There's also a broader set of regulations called a catch-sharing plan that's still in the works, but so far, the 37-inch limit appears to have had the most immediate impact, as the 2011 charter fleet's catch totaled 388,000 pounds in Southeast. That was only half the GHL and well below half the previous year's catch. The average weight of a charter-caught halibut plummeted, and according to Hilliard, so did the sale of charter trips.
You know, what charter operators in Southeast experienced was, you know, a dramatic downturn in their business because of you know, the loss of, you know, reasonable-sized fish, and particularly when you talk about Petersburg, which relies heavily on halibut during the month of July in particular, and Gustavus throughout the year, they really need, you know, their clients need the opportunity for a trophy-class fish. And so, in reality, there aren't a lot of over 68 fish out there in the water, but we really felt like that went to a certain extent to offer those operators, Petersburg, Gustavus, et cetera, the opportunity for trophy-class fish for their clients.
Even if they don't catch a trophy fish, the newly recommended measures would allow a guided angler the chance to bring home a significantly bigger fish than they could this past season. According to federal data, a 37-inch halibut averages about 23 pounds, while a 45-inch fish weighs nearly twice that. Meanwhile, at the other end of the slot, a 68-inch fish can weigh 160 pounds or more. According to North Pacific Fishery Management Council Executive Director Chris Oliver, the council saw the reverse slot limit as a way to meet the needs of both industry and management.
You know, we won't know for sure till we go through a season with it, but we think it has a very good chance of working for both sides. You know, keeping the charter fleet within their GHL allocation, but also giving them the opportunity to tell a client, yeah, if you catch a big trophy fish, you can keep it.
The charter restrictions are part of a broader effort to address a decade-long decline in the amount of halibut that are big enough to harvest, which is called the exploitable biomass. Scientists say there are lots more individual fish, but they're growing too slowly. Just in Southeast Alaska, the commercial fleet's seen its catch reduced by roughly 80% over the past 6 years, which is one of the reasons commercial fishermen have pushed for more regulation on guided sport fishing. Julianne Curry is executive director of the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, which represents commercial fishermen. She thinks the Southeast charter operators brought some good ideas to the table at the recent council meeting.
It's going to take a long time before we can see management precision with the charter fleet, just because we don't have a 100% handle on angler demand for the coming year and what effect regulations are going to have on angler demand. So it's going to take a little bit. It's going to take some time to figure out what management measures work and what management measures don't. So I'm just encouraged to see that the charter industry is coming together and putting forward recommendations for their own industry so the council doesn't have to come up with options for them.
The big question for all sectors, commercial, charter, management, is what happens for halibut in the long term? After 6 years of commercial quota cuts, the International Pacific Halibut Commission staff is actually recommending a 13% increase in the Southeast catch for 2012. However, they're calling for an overall reduction of 19% coast-wide. The scientists have also unveiled an alternative set of much steeper catch limits based on the concern that the IPHC has overestimated stocks in the past. Some council members and other fishing insiders have taken to calling those the Armageddon numbers, since they would cut commercial quotas 50% or more. If that happens, SEAGO's Heath Hilliard expects severe impacts on the charter fleet as well. The Council's reverse slot limit recommendation next goes to the Halibut Commission, which is expected to consider the proposal during its annual meeting in January. Ultimately, it will have to be approved by the federal governments in the U.S. and Canada before it can be put in place for 2012. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.